Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of people, I'm sure, have been asking about this. We know the history of the Northland Shopping Center, which many say was the first really mall in the country, and that's gone. Mm-hmm. So what's happening with the old site now? When's it all going to be torn down?
Well, if you drive by Northland, say it doesn't look like anything's happening, but actually a lot has happened that you can't see. Almost all of the asbestos and lead has been removed from the mall. That took over a year to do all of that. Obviously, you can't build anything or tear anything down until you take care of hazardous materials. So that is just about, I'd say, 98% complete. The Target building and the Firestone store have both been demolished. We are planning the next round of demolitions for the spring or at the latest early summer. But right now we have a lot of interest in the property. Of course, it's centrally located and it's connected with two freeways, two major mile roads, and very centrally located in southeastern Michigan.
Sad to see it go because of the history, but are you excited about the future there? I mean, can something good come of it? And we know, like, some of those buildings, the Old Hudson's, which became Macy's, maybe that can be reused?
Well, we're hoping to reuse the Macy's. I prefer to call it Hudson's, being a long-timer in the area. The Macy Corporation donated the building to the city. When we, the city of Southfield, purchased the mall, we bought the mall property and the surrounding stores, but we did not, the deal did not include Macy's, which was privately owned, and Target, the JCPenney building, or the old, actually, a name you never hear, Montgomery Ward Auto Service Center on Greenfield Road. So we have consolidated all those properties. And Macy's donated the building to the city. So that makes it more attractive for adaptive reuse. We're looking for someone who'd like to partner with us. The asbestos is gone from the building, and it's structurally extremely well built. So it could easily lend itself to an adaptive reuse. Plus, it's got high ceilings.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful facility. It could be reused. Now, last week we heard, Mayor, about Accenture company relocating to Detroit from Southfield. For years we heard, of course, the trend was a lot of businesses move mm-hmm. from Detroit into Southfield. It seems like that trend maybe has reversed. Are we losing jobs in Southfield now to Detroit?
Not really. Some companies have gone downtown. Let me say right up front, I am thrilled with the success and the redevelopment and the booming downtown of Detroit. It's good for all of us in the region. But in Southfield, we market our a totally different thing from downtown. We have, first of all, we're centrally located. We are highly fiber optic. Our fiber optic network is the best around. We have all of these freeways. We have a very good freeway network, so you can get any place from Southfield very quickly. And we have tons of free parking. Plus, we don't have an income tax. So these are things that we market. And a lot of the companies, when they think about where to locate, and we have these conversations all the time, they look at the arc that of the residential arc all around the central core of Detroit, Southfield. And this is a central location for a lot of people. And so that's a consideration that a lot of business management folks look at before they make a decision to locate somewhere.
One thing I wanted to mention that we didn't get to is Providence Hospital, which is right there on 9 Mile, is expanding into part of the Northland project, huh?
Yes, they have contracted. It's actually Ascension Health, which does your traffic report. Ascension Health, Providence Hospital, has plans to expand about 30 acres immediately south of the current campus that would be into Northland. They are out of medical office space. They want some auxiliary medical buildings for various functions. They're also looking for, they're a teaching hospital, they're looking for housing, and they are out of parking. The hospital reduced the number of beds a number of years ago. They went to Novi, but the outpatient business at the hospital has increased substantially, and consequently, they are out of space.
So what about housing? We know Southfield, like a lot of the older ring suburbs, is pretty much built up, has been over the years, and there hasn't been a lot of space to build new housing. So is that happening now? And do you have an eye close on making sure it's affordable housing, too?
We are actually working on two fronts. We've had two very successful projects in the last couple of years, Springhaven Villas and 42 West. And so we are working through the Southfield Nonprofit Housing Board to add affordable senior housing. We have a plan to convert the John Grace School to 72 units of senior subsidized housing. And we're also looking at McKinley School on George Washington, that we would market rate apartments. But more importantly, we've also spent since I've been mayor the last 3 years, over $8 million in neighborhood reinvestment, and basically this is taking foreclosed properties, rehabbing them, and selling them with a deed restriction to people who will live in the house. They cannot be rented. And so this has involved 130 properties in Southfield. Plus, we have numerous aid programs, CHORE, our SHIP program, Oakland County. We work with Habitat for Humanity and Oakland Rebuilding Together. So a lot of energy is being put into our existing housing stock to bring it up, refresh it, renew it.
Since the governor-elect ran on fixing those roads. So we know the Greenfield Road in Southfield's been a major problem, but really every community is facing with this. Are you hoping that there'll be more money now for roads and for infrastructure for cities like Southfield?
Absolutely, Greg. We know that for every mile of one-lane mile of concrete road, it's $1 million. The problem, not just for Southfield, but for, all over, there's been decades of neglect of Michigan's infrastructure. And Gretchen Whitmer, the governor-elect, certainly has made this a big point. I think investing in our infrastructure, whether it's sewers, roads, water, is all very, very critical. You can't keep pushing this stuff down the road and ignoring it. So we're very hopeful that there's more state road money. I'm not sure how she's going to accomplish that, but certainly in Southfield, we have 246 miles of local roads. In the last 4 years, we have spent $130 million, and this winter we will still have potholes. The problem is much bigger than what any municipality can grapple with.
Wrapping up here just in a few seconds, this is a big order, but what are the biggest issues or challenges? Is there a top priority you have for Southfield over the next year?
Well, we're going to continue putting a lot of emphasis on business attraction and retention. Obviously, Northland is getting that mixed-use site We hope that in 2019 we'll see the first shovels in the ground there, as well as more demolition of the mall. Housing continues to be a big concern. I'm very big on neighborhood renewal. And then public art. We're creating a sense of place in Southfield. You know, you may recall we took over the Northland Art Collection when the mall closed. We're slowly getting those pieces out for the public to enjoy, as they did for six decades at Northland.
All right. Thanks so much today. We've enjoyed having you with us today, Mayor Ken Seiber. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.